Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Beyoncé has added her voice to those calling for the police who killed Breonna Taylor to be charged. On March 13th, 2 months before George Floyd was killed, Taylor, a 25-year-old black EMT, was in her apartment in Louisville, Kentucky, when police burst in with a no-knock warrant. Her boyfriend, thinking they were intruders, fired a shot. The police returned fire, killing Breonna. That led to the passage of Breonna's law, which now prohibits no-knock warrants in Louisville. But our next guest asks why it took the terrible death of George Floyd to bring attention to Breonna and other black women killed by police. Kimberly Crenshaw is a professor of law at UCLA and Columbia Law and executive director of the African American Policy Forum, which launched the Say Her Name campaign to bring awareness. And Professor, some say it takes a video to do that. Now, you say there weren't videos of other black men killed, Michael Brown, for instance, and there have been of women. Explain.
Look for Natasha McKenna, who was a black woman who was tasered to death, who was being brought out of a cell in a mental health crisis. The real challenge is that because we don't have a "I've heard that one before" response, their stories tend to just sort of dissipate into the ether. Had what happened on March 13th not happened just before two very high-profile killings of black men, we probably wouldn't be saying Breonna Taylor's name either. Michelle Cousseau was actually killed about 5 days after Mike Brown. There were no protests. There were no cameras. There were no demands for accountability when a police officer went to her home on a mental health call and shot her through the heart within seconds of encountering her. But I have to say that her mother, Fran Garrett, organized a protest taking her daughter's casket to the Phoenix City Hall. That's where we saw that a black woman had been killed and no one was saying her name. So we started collecting other names of black women who were killed by the police. And going to the protests around Mike Brown and Eric Garner, we went with a banner of the names of black women who were killed and basically said, "Say her name, say her name."
There is so much to talk about here. The history of women like Fannie Lou Hamer, beaten by police and then leading the protests against police violence. I mean, they have to kind of do it all. But I was wondering, women, of course, suffered terribly during slavery, raped, torn from children. Men also suffered terribly, but might also have been seen as being emasculated, you know, the white man's foot on their neck. And I'm wondering if, you know, these violent images we see now are, you know, I don't know, they speak to that emasculation somehow? I mean, do you think there's something there?
I'm so glad you asked that, Robin, because it goes to the point about why it's so hard to conceptualize anti-black violence against women. For our entire history of slavery and efforts to challenge it, the way that it's experienced by men has been at the center of it. And that has created a narrative about what anti-black racism looks like that is accurate, but it is not entirely inclusive. So you pointed out that much of what happened to black women all the way back in slavery was basically sexual violence and a lot of stereotypes that had to be generated to make that seem acceptable. So we respond to George Floyd's killing because it's so amplifying what we know racism to have been about. But we don't know those stories about black women. We don't tell the stories about the disrespect that black women experience. So not too surprisingly, when the police treat black women in ways that are continuous with that legacy, we don't have the stories. We don't have the framework. That's our problem right now. You've got to really dig underneath to find what's happening to black women.
Well, and in the time we have, just briefly mentioned what's happening to black trans women. Last week, 27-year-old Dominique Remy Fells in Philadelphia, 25-year-old Raya Milton in Cincinnati, both killed. You're known for coining the term intersectionality, how vulnerable people are when these different identities intersect, Black, transgender. We need to look there too.
And I would say the important thing here is racism, transphobia, and misogyny. That is something that we have to continue to hold up when we talk about the deaths of Black women across the gender spectrum. Black women have the highest rates of homicide in the country. It is the reality of living life in a Black body that makes you more subject to police violence. Now, if that body happens to be gendered as something other than male, it also makes you vulnerable to being misremembered. That's something that we can do something about. That's something that Say Her Name is attending to.
That's Kimberly Crenshaw, professor of law at UCLA and Columbia, also co-founder and executive director of the African American Policy Forum behind the Say Her Name campaign. Professor Kimberly, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.